Good morning, men. Today I have 5 minutes to recount God's faithfulness in my life and bringing me to and through seminary, and it's simply not enough time because he is worthy of an eternity of praise, and we wait for that day. My name is Charles Brown, and I'm here to give testimony to just that, God's faithfulness, to feed, to clothe, and to provide for me and my family through seminary as we sought first his kingdom and his righteousness, which recalls a text in Matthew 6, which was near and dear to our hearts, where Jesus said, "Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For the Gentiles seek after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." First and foremost, I must give testimony to the Lord's faithfulness in saving me. When I was 24, married, and our first child was on the way, the Lord provided a godly supervisor for me at work who encouraged me in listening to expository sermons and in reading the Bible for myself. And it was through that process that I came across the shocking youth message by Paul Washer. And while listening to that sermon, the Lord gave me a new heart, the gifts of repentance and faith. And on that day, I came to know Jesus Christ, the one who lived in my place, died in my place, and is resurrected as living and coming Savior. From there, the Lord was faithful to lead our family to a faithful church where there were other TMS graduates there. There were two of them pastoring. And I expressed to them a desire for ministry. And it was from there that they affirmed that in my life and began discipling me for ministry. And throughout that time, I wanted very much to come to TMS, but the Lord simply didn't provide for about a year. And I thought, well, maybe I'll just start a farm. Well, the Lord had other plans for me. I might look like a farmer, but I've yet to become one. The Lord provided that I come to a shepherd's conference. Several different people were different pieces in the Lord providing that. And while I was here, I thought, if the Lord can provide to get me here for shepherd's conference, he can get me here for seminary. So I applied, I was accepted, and had to come home and convince my wife that the Lord would indeed provide. And he did, and we trusted him. The Lord was faithful to provide everything that we needed to then move. At that time, we had 3 kids. We had Sailor and Abel and Whitfield. And the Lord provided through our local church, helping us with tuition, some of the families there helping with monthly expenses, that I got a job here at the church as a maintenance guy and scholarship that I would need to be able to come to school here. And the Lord has provided. I think I might even in seminary with a positive balance on my account. Some of the highlights of seminary was seeing how the Lord provided in many ways and answering the prayers of providing friends for our children. When I first began seminary, I had never read books quite like that, and I thought I was going to go blind. So I went down to the Costco like conservative Christians do, and I got myself an eye exam. One of the great encouragements to me was just meeting Ray Maringer and his exhortation to personal holiness in my life and setting straight in my mind what my priorities were, that I'm a Christian man who's to be faithful as a husband, to be faithful as a father, to be faithful as a church member, and then I'm a seminary student. And having those priorities in my mind helped me make many difficult decisions where I would realize my family needed, and I would joke about my seminary grade that the F was for faithfulness. I never got an F, though. I never got an F. The three great lessons that I learned in seminary is that, one, God is faithful. 2, that God has called me to faithfulness. And 3, that God is worthy of faithful servants. And because of that, I look to be faithful to the Lord in future ministry. I'm currently candidating, waiting to see where the Lord will lead us, trusting Him in that. The Lord knows, and the rest of us are